This is Ozarks at Large. We're turning to Pastor Clint Schneckloth for another book recommendation today. Last time, on Labor Day, he selected a book championing the idea of being a generalist, of having a broad overview of many things. For this latest pick, he's again embracing something with a wide scope, the works of Toni Morrison. He says, "The Source of Self-Regard, Selected Essays, Speeches, and Meditations, delivers a well-rounded collection from the late writer."
This came out right before her death. And it's a collection of her essays and like speeches at, she was a popular commencement speech giver. She had won a number of prizes over the last 10 to 15 years and so gave really interesting talks at a lot of those prize receptions. And so this is a collection of all of that in one nice volume. And it's collected in a kind of an interesting way. So the first section of essays is titled "The Foreigner's Home," and she, in those talks, she's addressing some of the struggles we've been having with in our the last 20 years in the United States with the kind of resurgence of nationalism, the out of placeness of the Black experience within their own country. Like an example of that one is there's a, there's an essay, "The Slave Body and the Black Body." And she just kind of reflects on that. And often she just takes it, goes at the topics directly. And then periodically she'll start out on the topic and then she'll start riffing on like world literature. And you're like, "I haven't read that. No, and I haven't read that. And I haven't read that." And so by the time she's done, you've made a list of like novels you want to go check out.
A wonderful educator.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's amazing that way. So like that section includes her Nobel lecture in literature when she won the Nobel Prize for Literature. Then there's a second, like an interlude that's specifically Black Matters. That's the title of that section. And she starts, they start with an essay from her. It's a tribute to Martin Luther King Jr. And she just asks a fundamental question. She's like, I ask myself somewhat regularly, would he be pleased? Like, is there anything here that he would be happy to see that this is where we're at now?
After everything?
After everything. And she's like, I hope there's a few things. I'm concerned that we haven't gotten nearly as far as he had dreamed, but I hope there's a few things. So that's that section. It's like an interlude. And then part of the reason why I... in particular was, I've always loved Toni Morrison, struggled with her. She's not an easy writer to read.
No, she is not.
In her fiction.
Right.
These are much more like straightforward.
Because they're essays and speeches.
Is God's Language. And in that section, some of it is actually like, you could say theological, but what it's really doing is reflecting on literary creation and kind of the almost religious tenor of creativity and words. And you know, if you've read any of her fiction, how much she clearly loves words and what she thinks words can do. And so in that section, there's like a eulogy for James Baldwin, and she reflects on her most famous novel, Beloved. And those are just really, it's kind of emotional to read that section, especially now, given that we've lost her, to hear that. But she's just so wide ranging and she's just a great companion. And then with somebody like Toni Morrison, what has surprised me reading this book too is, for better or worse, because she's an African-American woman, you think about her body of writings in relationship to that, like her identity. And so you think, oh, you pick this up and it's all going to be about that. And a lot of it is. But then you also have, there's an essay in here, Grendel and His Mother.
Oh.
Which is about Beowulf.
Right.
Right. And then there's a whole...
because she loved literature.
Right. There's a whole thing on Faulkner. There's a whole thing on Moby Dick. And so it's like she engaged American literature and then world literature, and so you get to experience that as well out of that lens.
And what is the full title of this?
The full title is The Source of Self-Regard, Selected Essays, Speeches, and Meditation.
Pastor Clint Schneckloth is lead pastor at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Fayetteville. He often gives us book recommendations. This time he suggests The Source of Self-Regard, Selected Essays, Speeches, and Meditations by Toni Morrison.